Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, that you inspire my heart this morning, Lord. As I just heard that song from Peter. And thank you, Father God, as I look at this picture that Danita printed here, the scriptures on, Father God. I just think, Father God, unless a seed had fallen for us, we would have all been stayed in darkness, left out of this wonderful love that you made available for us so that we can be in your garden, in your kingdom, and bearing beautiful fruits, beautiful fragrance as is these flowers, each one a unique flower. So bless this word to us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for just helping, inspiring, and touching my heart to share and touching the hearts of those that listen. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 9, verse 27 to 29. Isaiah also cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant will be saved, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, unless the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom, and we would have been like Gomorrah.
Oh, praise God. Yesterday we just saw, you know, through what Jesus has done, through the seed falling into the ground, he's borne much fruit already in uniting Jew and Gentile. And then the Jews and the Gentiles that have been drawn, has heard this gospel. Remember Jesus said on the cross, it's finished. Everything has been done. It's a pivot point in history of everything has been done. There's nothing lacking now. He's broken down every wall of hostility, and he's drawn both Gentiles. We saw that yesterday's readings. Us that were not a people, us that... And now in Jesus, the body, not a nation, the body, the believers are the called out ones, is the body of Christ, is the branches, is the bride there to represent the Lord in every way. And here we see now this morning, and we need to go back to thousands of years back, where you had that picture of a man, Abram, willing to offer up his son, and then the Lord stepping in there, and then it's the Lord, it's Jesus himself saying, I will provide. And then he was the one that paid the price there on Golgotha for all mankind, turning point in history, and he's now called us to wake up to that reality that everything is done. As he said, it's finished. You've got to come home and just stay with him now. And praise God, we have. But here it points out, it goes on in that prophecy. He says that the descendants, the seed of Abram, will be as the sand of the seashore and as the stars in heaven. And here we can see the sand on the seashore is the Jews, specifically speaking about the Jews, the Israelites here, are those that are carnal, those that have still not entered into. And then those that have entered into, all the wonderful disciples and the Jews had entered in straight after Pentecost when the Spirit was poured out, many has come in. And then praise God, us Gentiles has come in as well. And we've all come in to declare that everything's been done, that God has made a way for man to come out of the lies that steal, kill, and destroy, and enter into the kingdom of God and be an obedient, dedicated son. So it's been done. Everything's been done. So we can see we are this called out people. We are the nation of believers now, a people of God, a special people set apart unto him. We saw all those scriptures yesterday. And then you've got this next scripture, yeah, he cut the work short in righteousness. Now because of Jesus, he who became sin for us we can become the righteousness of God. So this is the call, this whole, the wonderful love of God has moved. And this is the call now in the end of this age here, this whole age now, is to wake up. If you're not going to wake up now, it's forbid. So we've got to wake up now. There's coming a time when this age is finished and it's just righteousness and it's just eternity. And then that righteousness and that eternity is in the presence of God. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven is just for the believer. Why? There is one Father. There is one Savior. There is one body, bride, and there is one faith. So this is the whole thing. And because of what has been done, that seed that fell into the ground and died for us all, so that we can come back home, that we can be together with Jesus, is for those who have turned away from the world where the devil is lying, stealing, killing, and destroying through the Antichrist agenda. You come away from that. You follow Jesus like a disciple. And then you be where he is. He opens up his heart to you so you experience him and you be the person he made you to be, walking in his footsteps and fulfilling the destiny that he has laid out for your life. That's what it's all about. And then Jesus says so beautifully when he shared that in John 12. He says, and those that honor me in this way and those that follow me in this way, the Father will also honor. And John 14 says it even better. If you love my word and you're obedient to my word, I, Jesus, will come live with you and the Father will come live with you. And what is the Son and the Father living with you all about? He says this is eternal life, that you know the Father and know the Son. So know the end time message that needs to proclaim now is the fulfillment and everything's available in Jesus, and not just proclaim it, walk it, live it, breathe it in every day. Every day sing hallelujah. Got a feeling God is good. We not a feeling, we just know God is good and the kingdom is here. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.